Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host, and Naomi Collins today on a Bible study where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is faith must be spoken. And we are really excited that you are joining us today. We've been really working at trying to build up our Bible study, and I'm having Naomi today coming in with me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, today the Bible says, this morning what happened is I woke up and the Holy Spirit spoke something to me in the morning, and it was so clear. I heard him so clearly. He said, faith must be spoken. Why? And he gave me the example. Why? Because God spoke the world into existence in Genesis chapter 1 through 4. In the beginning, God spoke the existence of the world into existence. He spoke and it was done. And in 7 days, he created people, he created animals, he created humans, he created the waters, he separated the earth, he made it perfect for humans. And then the last thing he did is created humans. And why did he do that? Because he wanted fellowship. And actually, he actually breathed the breath of life into us, praise God. And so I'm really excited that Naomi is here with me this morning to explain about how faith must be spoken in order for it to get the result that we are looking for. It will not come into being if we just keep it in our hearts. We actually have to do what God did. Speak the word into the world and believe that God is able to do it, and you will get the result that you're asking God for. Would you like to say something about that, Naomi?
Amen, amen. Good morning, everyone. Nice to be here with you all. And just wanted to say that faith must be spoken. I agree with that. And our faith will take us somewhere. You want to read the scripture, Charlene, first before we go into
discussion? I read the first one, Genesis chapter 1, 1 through 4, where God spoke the world into existence. And how did he do it? He spoke it into the
Amen. And that particular scripture regarding faith is probably our first example of faith, because God spoke it, and when he spoke it happened. And so he was the first example of faith in operation, if you will. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And because we are made in the image of God, we have to use the same method that he used. He's always telling us, speak it, say it, you know, and believe it, and then you shall have it. In Mark 11, 22 and 23, Jesus said to his disciples, if you only have faith in God, this is the absolute truth. You can say to this mountain, rise up and fall into the sea, and your command will be obeyed. All that is required is that you really have faith and have no doubt. That's the only requirement, that you speak and in your heart you believe that God will do what he said, that, or if you ask. Now, as not pertaining to anything like a lot of people say, well, pray for me that God will let me win the lotto. Is that what God, you're going to use your faith for? For that kind of a thing? Or are you talking about, we're talking about moving in the way God moves with God's purposes and with God's results. Does that make sense, Naomi?
Amen. It makes perfect sense. And also, we might want to clarify to our listening friends that with faith, we have to, number one, believe in our hearts, but also the things that we ask for must line up with the will of God. We can't ask God to give us, say, I want to own the White House, and he's going to give us the White House. We have to be, a little more practical than that. He's a supernatural God, and he touches things supernaturally, but we have to be practical about what we're asking for and ask in faith. Now, also, there are situations where we ask God for things that seem impossible, but nothing is impossible with God if you have faith. You must have faith to move God. Amen.
Naomi, sometimes people think that faith is something like very out there that is very hard to get, because a lot of people say, I have no faith. But you know what? The reality is you have more faith than you think. Because if you get on an airplane, you have to believe that the pilot is going to get you from one place to another. That's faith.
Absolutely.
You already have faith. The Bible says each one of us have been given the measure of faith. The thing about faith is it's like a little seed, like a mustard seed. And he said, even if you have the faith of a mustard seed, that seed, as you water it and you start speaking it and you start believing it, and then you see the results coming, your faith will grow to the point where you can say to this mountain, fall in the sea, and it will fall. If you have no doubt and believe that God will do what he says.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes. And another thing, Charlene, we want the listening friends to know as well, along with faith, we don't want to just have faith. We want that faith to take us somewhere, but we also want to let our friends know how to increase that faith. And one way to increase that faith is by reading the Word of God.
Amen.
Reading the Word of God as much as you can. Yeah, as much as you can.
Go,
girl.
Read
the Word of God, and then and then we have to hear some testimonies of other people, things that have taken place for them by using their faith. That also increases our faith. And like you said, a lot of us have some faith because we get on the subway, we get on a train, we get in a car, and we trust that that car is going to take us where we need to go. And, you know, some of us do dangerous sports, bungee jumping, and we trust that that bungee cord is going to spring us back up when we bounce down. We trust so many things in life. God made all those things and more. So why not trust him? Amen.
Amen. Our faith is not in things, it is not in people, it's in the God. So the requirement is that you have to know this God. You have to get to know how he works. You have to know what he thinks and what he wants and what purpose he has for you. Those
yes.
are, you will have to have a relationship with this God. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have a little dog, and that dog knows your voice. And wherever, when you call that dog, he will come to you because he knows who you are, that you're the master, and that you, that he can trust that you are his master, and you're able to communicate with him. Well, Jesus said, my sheep, we are his sheep, know his voice, and we obey it. It's not good enough if we just hear him and yet not obey him. There's a conflict there. Has to be twofold. You hear, you understand what it's asking you to do, and number three, you have to do it. Whatever it is that God is asking you to do, it could be a number of things. But then number three, the point about faith that must be spoken, is in James 1, 5 through 8. If you want to want God, if you want to know what God wants you to do, you need to ask him. A lot of people tell me, he knows everything about me. Why do I have to ask? Because that's the way he operates. He says,
yes, yes.
Ask, and then it shall be given to you. Not, let me give you, give you, give you, give you, and you don't have to ask. We don't know what you need. We don't know what you want. God does know, but he has a requirement. You must ask him. In James chapter 1, 5 through 8, he says you must ask him. And then he will gladly tell you, because he's always ready to give you an abundant supply of wisdom to anyone who asks. And a famous person in the Bible asked him, and that was Solomon. He was a young man. He was going to be a king, but he didn't know how to be a king. So he said, God, I'm a young person. I'm not that wise. I need wisdom. And God said, you know what? Because you asked me for wisdom, I'm going to give you that and everything else that comes along with prosperity because you asked me the right thing. Amen? And friends,
Amen.
We are so glad that you heard this message today, and we want to continue feeding you little bits of gems that's in the Word of God to get you hungry for the Word of God, because it's that is the sword that we use in order to obtain our needs and also glorify God and get to share the word with other people. Amen. Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for your power, for your written word, for your spoken word. I thank you that people will hear this word and will move with it and move in it, and we allow you to share with what it is, your purpose is. And I thank you for it, God. I give you all the glory. Me and Naomi give you glory today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Naomi,
yes,
shall
yes,
we say,
yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. God bless.